يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا.
O Prophet, when you divorce women, divorce them for their waiting period, and compute the waiting period accurately, and hold Allah, your Lord, in awe. Do not turn them out of their homes during the waiting period, nor should they go away from their homes unless they have committed a manifestly evil deed. Such are the bounds set by Allah, and he who transgresses the bounds set by Allah commits a wrong against himself. You do not know. Maybe Allah will cause something to happen to pave the way for reconciliation. O Prophet, when you divorce women, divorce them for their waiting period. The injunction to divorce them from their waiting period means two things, and both are meant here. First, it means that a person should not divorce his wife during her menstrual period. He should rather pronounce his divorce at a time when her iddah, waiting period, might commence. That is, the divorce should be pronounced in the clear period. Second, the divorce should be of a kind wherein it would be possible for the husband and the wife to reconcile themselves during the waiting period. According to the traditions which explain this injunction, whenever a person decides to pronounce divorce, he should adopt the following procedure. 1. That he should pronounce the divorce during his wife's clear period, wherein he did not have sexual intercourse with her. 2. That he should not pronounce it if it is known that the wife is pregnant. And 3. That he should not pronounce the three divorces together.
And hold Allah, your Lord, in awe.
The directive to compute the waiting period accurately means that divorce should not be treated lightly, and that the people concerned should be exactly aware of when the divorce was pronounced, when the waiting period commenced, and when it came to an end. In other words, due care should be taken to remember the date and time and the state of the woman upon whom the divorce was pronounced.
Nor should they go away from their homes.
In those circumstances, the husband should not allow his anger to make him expel his wife from the house, nor should the wife leave the house in a state of annoyance and disgust. The house in which she had been living is hers during the waiting period. Both the spouses should stay in that house during the waiting period, for this might bring about reconciliation between them. It is obvious that if they stay in the same house for a duration of 3 months, or three menstrual cycles, or until childbirth, in the case of pregnancy, many an occasion for reconciliation is likely to arise.
Unless they have committed a manifestly evil deed.
Have committed a manifestly evil deed refers either to an act of sexual immorality, excessively quarrelsome behavior, or recourse to abusive language by the divorced woman during the waiting period.
فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ ذَلِكُمْ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا.
And when they reach the end of their term of waiting, then either honorably retain them in the bond of wedlock, or honorably part with them, and call two persons of known probity as witnesses from among yourselves, and let these witnesses give upright testimony for the sake of Allah. That is to what all those that believe in Allah and the Last Day are exhorted. Allah will find a way out for him who fears Allah, as witnesses from among yourselves. That is to call two persons of known probity as witnesses to the pronouncement of divorce or to its revocation.
That is to what all those that believe in Allah and the last day are exhorted.
These words clearly indicate that the instructions given above were by way of good counsel and moral exhortation rather than as mandatory legal commands. Now, it is possible that someone might pronounce divorce in disregard of the procedure prescribed above, or he might not compute the waiting period accurately, or might expel his divorced wife from the house without justification, or revoke his divorce and return to his wife with the intent to vex her, or part company with her after an acrimonious quarrel rather than in a graceful manner, or fail to call anyone to witness his pronunciation of divorce. Even though all these acts constitute violations of the instructions given above, this fact still does not nullify his divorce or its revocation. However, the fact that a person acts in contravention of God's directive will indicate that his heart is devoid of true faith in God and the last day. It is primarily for this reason that he had acted in a manner that does not behove a good believer.
وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And will provide him sustenance from whence he never even imagined. Whoever puts his trust in Allah, he shall suffice him. Surely, Allah brings about what He decrees. Allah has set a measure for everything.
وَاللَّائِي يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيضِ مِن نِّسَائِكُمْ إِنِ ارْتَبْتُمْ فَعِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْهُرٍ وَاللَّائِي لَمْ يَحِضْنَ وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا.
The waiting period of those of your women who have lost all expectation of menstruation shall be 3 months in case you entertain any doubt, and the same shall apply to those who have not yet menstruated. As for pregnant women, their waiting period shall be until the delivery of their burden. Allah will create ease for him who fears Allah. And the same shall apply to those who have not yet menstruated.
Those women may not have experienced menstruation either because they are too young or because their menstrual cycle was delayed, as does happen in the case of some women, or because they never experienced menstruation at all, which happens rarely. In any event, the waiting period of such women is the same as for the women who are divorced after menopause, namely, 3 months from the time of the pronouncement of divorce.
Their waiting period shall be until the delivery of their burden.
The waiting period of a widow comes to an end with the delivery of the child in her womb. This is regardless of the time lapse between the death of her husband and the child's birth. If she happens to deliver the child immediately after her husband's death, the time of delivery still marks the end of her waiting period. However, her waiting period will not end even after the lapse of 4 months and 10 days if she has not yet given birth to the child in her womb.
ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ أَنزَلَهُ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا.
This is the commandment of Allah that He has revealed to you. Whoever fears Allah, He will expunge his evil deeds and will richly reward him.
أَسْكِنُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ سَكَنْتُمْ مِنْ وُجْدِكُمْ وَلَا تُضَارُّوهُنَّ لِتُضَيِّقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ وَإِنْ كُنَّ أُولَاتِ حَمْلٍ فَأَنْفِقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ حَتَّى يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ فَإِنْ أَرْضَعْنَ لَكُمْ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ وَأْتَمِرُوا بَيْنَكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَإِنْ تَعَاسَرْتُمْ فَسَتُرْضِعُ لَهُ أُخْرَى.
During the waiting period, lodge them according to your means wherever you dwell, and do not harass them to make them miserable. And if they are pregnant, provide for them maintenance until they have delivered their burden. And if they suckle your offspring, whom they bore you, then give them due recompense and graciously settle the question of compensation between yourselves by mutual understanding. But if you experience difficulty in determining the compensation for suckling, then let another woman suckle the child.
لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا.
Whoever has abundant means, let him spend according to his means, and he whose means are straitened, let him spend out of what Allah has given him. Allah does not burden any human being beyond the means that He has bestowed upon him. Possibly, Allah will grant ease after hardship.